Village Round Lake Committee of the Whole, July 5th, 2016.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting of July 5, 2016. Will be called to order at 7:33 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry. Trustee Crowley. Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Turpin.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. May I get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of June 20, 2016.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. There isn't. It isn't. To the previous motion, are there any changes, discussion, or comment?
No, I'm good.
See?
Okay.
Just look into the future. Okay. Boy. A wife and a man in place.
Thank God for that.
That's right. down to Public Works, Mr. Weedoff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, trustees. I would like to get your position to accept the minutes of the shoreline program for sidewalk and curb and gutter work to be done throughout the village. This will be to replace the trip hazards and broken pieces of curb that need to get repaired, mainly in the Bright Meadows neighborhood and a little bit of the older part of town to the north of Bright Meadows. The project was put out to bid. We had two bids come in. Shoreline Inc. was the lowest bidder. They completed this same project was last year in different parts of town. Their work was okay, we have no complaint with them, so we'd like to move forward with it.
Everybody fine?
All right.
Any questions? Move it forward.
The second item I have is a tree renewal contract. We went out for proposals to cut down dead and dying trees throughout the village. As you're all well aware, we've been kind of ravaged by the MLS-4. They have almost 1,000 dead trees that we have to get removed. So we went out for a proposal for an open-ended contract. The pricing came back per inch for trees. So we don't have a list of designated trees. We just have a price per tree, and we're going to just start cutting down as many as we can until we run out of budget, essentially. The proposal has 3 years to it, so if we don't get this year, we can catch the next year or the year after without having to go back out for proposal. We did receive 8 responses to the request. Former Tree Care was the lowest quote. I called some references that they listed, and they seemed very pleased with the work that Former Tree did. So we got permission to award them the contract.
Any questions?
I'm good.
Do you have a map for them as a starting point? I mean, I know this is an ever-evolving project, and next year is different, and more trees died or less trees died. Are we focusing on areas? Can you tell me a little of that?
Yes. We're going to go through the list that's in the urban forest management plan, starting with the neighborhoods that have the highest density of dead or dying trees, and we're going to work down that list neighborhood by neighborhood, so that way we can complete one entire section before moving on to the next. And we'll be out ahead of the contractor marking out all the trees so they know which ones to take down and we know which ones are taken down.
How do they do by circumference? I mean, from 2 to 4 and 4 to 6, or how do they do that?
The way that we broke it out was into 3 different size categories, 0 to 15 inches, 15 to 24 inches, and anything over 24 inches.
Okay.
So there's a price per inch inside that category.
Okay. Any questions? move forward. Thank you.
The next item I have is a proposal for Baxter Woodman for engineering services on the pavement rehabilitation of North Rosedale Court and Hillside Drive. As you may or may not be aware, the pavement on North Rosedale Court and Hillside Drive is in bad shape. I don't even know if you can call it pavement anymore. It's more of a hard gravel surface. So we're requesting that the engineering firm design a project to remove all the existing asphalt and then repave it. We had originally budgeted just for North Rosedale Course, and we have a patch on Hillside Drive that is also failing badly. And given the close proximity to North Rosedale Course, we're hoping we can walk it in there and get kind of an economy of scale due to the close location. So we'd like, we sent out proposals for this work to four engineering firms, two responded. Baxter Woodman was the lowest price. We'd like permission to give them this work.
Any questions? Moving forward.
Thank you.
Thank you. The street is in horrible, horrible shape.
The final item I have for you tonight is a request to get our wood chipper repaired by Clarus Equipment. The wood chipper was damaged when it was rolled on its side while taking its Clarus Equipment to get some repair work done. We got a quote from Clarus totaling $11,419.04. They're the only place that we got a quote from. They have done all our equipment repairs in the past. We have contacted the village insurance company, and they are looking into these repairs right now. They were going to contact their adjuster last week. We're waiting to hear back from them. We do have a $500 deductible for equipment repairs, but at this time I don't know what they're willing to offer for the repair bill. I don't know if it'll be for the full amount or something less. But I'd like permission to be able to spend the entire amount to fix the chipper so we can get it back in operation. A new chipper, just for comparison, would be somewhere in the range of $40,000.
Hey, another question that just popped into mind is, since we have an insurance adjuster looking at this, and I don't know if the amount would be much, but the total of this is $11,000. You were taking it there for repair? Are the two repairs separate?
Yes.
What you were going to have them work on and what's the result of it being rolled over?
I'm not entirely sure if they put it all in S1 or broke up. We'll have to go over that with the insurance company.
Yeah, okay. Any other questions? To the consent agenda.
Thank you very much.
Chief. Oh, excuse me, National Night Out. Chief, can you report on that all? Or Trustee Kripfein is not here.
It's on track. We need to order the flats to the farms. Other than that, just the last state purchasing of food items, we've got that. We're going to show a couple of things we can clean up. One thing I can't find in the school is the pennies that the community students have any left in it. I know that they were less than that. I can't find them. We can go out and
you trust the time to value it out.
And
I
thought it was
what is over there.
Did we have to write them a check?
No, we didn't pay them. They charged a really small admission to the liquor tip.
Someone can contact Ron at Beach because they had a heading to it there at Beach Fest. I don't know if it's the same one or not, but you know, that might be a shot in the dark.
It's worth a charm. I know they're local. I remember that they were.
Did we ask Vicki? Yeah, didn't they send up Don at the last Village Fest?
There was, but their price was like $1,200.
Oh.
That was only fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one was just big fat pony and we were sitting in total.
Well, if you get us a rabbit suit, Don and I will share putting it on and then you just pet us.
I think that's a fair question.
Let me see the two of us in floppy ears.
You bet that you're wrong.
Okay, thank you for the update on special events, National Night Out. Looking forward. One more time, the date on it, Chief?
August 2nd.
Thank you. And then the school resource officer.
This is a summary of the annual renewal for the high school resource officer with school district 16. It's an identical agreement as we had last year. The money is split current and the cost. The only change was adding the word law and the NASA section to change the government. The village, the school district will compensate the village for the cost for such services. The use of trade will compensate the village for the cost. Otherwise, it's the same contract.
Very good. Everybody fine? And to the consent agenda, and that is all for committee of the whole. Any new topics? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Sergio. We are adjourned at 7:45 p.m. Thank you, everybody.